Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Confessions of a Domestic Failure by Bhumi Laditan, performed by Tara Sands. Monday, January 21st, 5 a.m. Aubrey's ear-piercing cry rattled over the baby monitor, yanking me out of a deep sleep. My eyes fluttered open. I looked at my phone's clock. No. I dreamt I had a full staff. A nanny, butler, housekeeper, and full-time masseuse. The laundry mountain of shame that lives permanently on my living room couch had vanished, and in its place, 81 bottles of delicious exercise wine. What's exercise wine? It's a wine that, when consumed, stimulates your muscles, resulting in rock-hard abs. While my nanny, who wasn't hot enough to be a threat, played with Aubrey on the floor, I enjoyed sip after mouth-watering sip and watched my kangaroo pouch stomach tighten into a washboard. Another scream over the monitor. I don't know whose grandmother I drop-kicked into a well in a previous life to have an 8-month-old who regularly wakes up before the sun, but I wanted to apologize. I glanced at my darling husband, David, who was sleeping soundly. I watched him breathe deeply and suppressed the urge to smother him with a pillow. How was it that he could hear me adjusting the thermostat from 2 rooms away, but could sleep through the ear-stabbing howls of our 8-month-old every morning? "I know you're faking," I whispered, trying to call his bluff. No movement. I threw my legs over the side of the bed and bent down to find my trusty black stretch pants. They're the same ones I'd been wearing for the past 2, 3, maybe 6 days. They didn't smell bad. They smelled rich. With character. After making my way to the bathroom, I splashed a bit of water on my face, hoping the H2O would magically fade the dark circles around my eyes. I glanced into the mirror and was surprised to see Medusa staring back at me. But instead of snakes coming out of my head, there was just a ratty ponytail. I ran my fingers through the mess and cringed. If my hair got any greasier, I'd be able to stand outside on a hot day and cook breakfast on it. I was exhausted. My back hurt. My head hurt. My eyelashes hurt. I tried to remember when my last good night's sleep was. It had to be when I was 6 months pregnant. That's when the heartburn kicked in. Did I say heartburn? I meant boiling hot lava. Flaming acid rain. Whatever it was, it meant I had to sleep sitting up in bed while Aubrey river danced on my bladder. If there was any justice on earth, women would take the first 20-week shift of pregnancy, and men would take over for the last 4.5 months. But based on how a common head cold transformed my husband from a 35-year-old man to a 96-year-old granny with malaria, I wasn't sure he'd make it through one day with child. Another angry scream shot through the baby monitor. I'm coming," I whispered, dabbing at my face with a towel. I stared at my tired reflection in the mirror. When Aubrey was finally born, every ounce of throat-searing bile was mostly forgotten as I looked into her adorable little face covered in that weird white marsh scum infants are born with. When you think about it, my uterus was kind of like a marsh. It was wet, dark, warm. All that was missing were the alligators. I wish someone had warned me about the Vernix situation. Maybe then I wouldn't have screamed, "Is she a leper?" in front of 2 nurses, the doctor, and a team of horrified interns. David teased me for weeks. Every time I'd hand her to him, he'd make a cross with his fingers and yell, "Unclean!" She really was a beautiful baby. Or I thought she was. Everyone thinks their newborn is a looker, when the truth is, 99.99% of them look like Groucho Marx. I looked down and noticed that the pants I had slipped on in the dark featured...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?